In the early days of the War on Terror, Army officials dispatched Stuart Harrington to the then-new facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, or Gitmo, to assess the detention and interrogation of suspected terrorists. A retired career military intelligence and interrogation officer, he had the special skills needed to judge the situation. In a telephone interview with VOA, Colonel Harrington labels what he found in March 2002 as amateur night.
When I was there, the techniques that I faulted were the overall approach that one size fits all. These are the worst of the worst. They wouldn't be here if they weren't trained killers. And the key thing is to, show them who's in charge. I mean, it was overall just the scenario from hell with respect to my perspective as a professional intelligence officer and interrogator.
Almost 2 years later, he was sent on a similar fact-finding mission to Iraq to look at interrogations at Abu Ghraib prison and the Iraq Study Group's detention facility. He says his recommendations that a softer approach would yield more useful information appear to have been ignored.
What I found out in Iraq was that whatever it was I had advised and said in Gitmo certainly hadn't made it to Iraq. The situation in Abu Ghraib, the situation in the Joint Task Force that was supplying guests to the ISG facility, showed me that they were on the wrong track.
Colonel Harrington's efforts to draw attention to abusive interrogations are part of the 232-page Senate Armed Services Committee report. The report, in some respects, parallels the memos released last week detailing the Bush administration Justice Department's legal justification for harsh interrogations. According to the report, both the military and the CIA were ramping up coercive interrogation techniques at least 8 months before receiving legal justification to do so. The report lays out how the military took a program designed to help American soldiers prepare for their own potential capture and, in effect, reverse engineer it to use the techniques on terrorist detainees. The program, called Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape, or SERE, subjects soldiers to stress positions, sleep deprivation, and the method of simulated drowning called waterboarding. Colonel Harrington says that while he did not witness some of the more abusive techniques, he could see, as an interrogation professional, that a more aggressive approach was being pushed from higher up the chain of command, especially when his own recommendations were ignored.
It dawned on me that the reason why things were so off track was that there had obviously been a senior level policy wrong turn taken, and that the reasons why I was seeing what I was seeing was that people like me and other professional interrogators who'd interrogated for their careers, the kind of advice that we would give to the senior leadership on how to handle these Al-Qaeda types and Taliban types was antithetical to what they had decided on their own through some divine intervention burst of light, i.e., take off the gloves and go down the road of basically brutalizing prisoners.
Some former officials, including former CIA Chief Michael Hayden and Vice President Dick Cheney, have defended the harsher interrogation methods because, they say, they work. They say information revealed in those interrogations foiled terrorist plots. Colonel Harrington labels that a myth, saying that coercive interrogation can actually be counterproductive. Mike Ritz, a former Army interrogator who has both undergone and conducted SERE training, agrees.
Is there any sort of measurement as to, well, what happened? Did it work? I think a lot of people thought that waterboarding was okay once the CIA said, well, when we did it, this guy spilled his guts. And so people said, well, if it works, then maybe it's not so bad. Maybe the ends justifies the means type of thinking. And I question that.
President Obama has said CIA officers who engaged in abusive interrogations will not be prosecuted, but he has not ruled out prosecution of those who gave the orders or justifications to do so. The potential for criminal prosecution of those who approved the procedures has provoked a strong backlash from defenders of the harsh techniques who say they have uncovered information that prevented terrorist attacks. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.